This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Subject: my husband's drinking buddy. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 3 years, but my husband and I have been together for 13 years. Our relationship has had its challenges, and lately, we have been arguing over bills and the fact that he sometimes stays out until 5 a.m. drinking. My husband and I split the household bills each month, and the past 2 months, he's been coming up short with his half of our rent money. Whenever I talk to him about money, he gets an attitude and calls me controlling. On top of not having his portion of the bill money, he's been lying to me about his whereabouts when he's out all night. He's been a heavy drinker since I met him, but it's never been a problem. When we first met, he and I hung out with my sister a lot, so they became drinking buddies because I was not a big drinker. At first, it was no big deal when they hung out, but I had to ask my sister to stop inviting my husband out once we got married, and she did. The past few weeks, they've been back to their old tricks, hanging out drinking to all hours of the morning. When I asked my husband why he feels the need to hang out with my sister, once again, he said, "I'm controlling and I need to stop nagging him." But I've caught him in several lies about where he's been, so I can't help but think he's at my sister's house or they're out together. Deep down, I feel like something is going on with them, and maybe he's giving her money to keep her quiet. My sister swore that it's innocent and they just like hanging out. I need your advice. How do I get my sister to see that she's being disrespectful? And is there a way to talk to my husband so he won't think I'm controlling or nagging him? Please help. Well, now, he's spending way too much time and way too much money, I'm sure, with your sister, all right? I can only think that you're right, what you're feeling, that something is going on between the two of them besides just going out getting a drink. Who stays out till 5 o'clock in the morning drinking? I mean, you know, I know there are alcoholics in the world. That's not what I'm talking about. This is beyond, to me, just drinking buddies. He's drinking with your sister. He's staying out until 5. When you talk to him about it, he says you're controlling or nagging him. Those are all signs to me. You put that together with how you're feeling. Why do you continue to let them go out together, though? I mean, or if you suspect that he's at your sister's house, why don't you go over there and see what's really going on? Controlling, no. You just want the agreement to follow through. You know, you guys going half on the rent and all of that. Yeah, he's spending his money on your sister and on alcohol. It takes a lot of money to stay up until 5 o'clock drinking. So how do you let your sister know that she's being disrespectful? She already knows. You've asked her to stop. You've asked her. She knows that if she continues to do it again, that she's being disrespectful. This is a mess. This is another strawberry letter mess. You're going to have to, I'm going to just be honest. I don't know, but I do believe that you need to get to the bottom of it. Figure out what's going on. You don't have to catch them in anything. You feel it. You see how they're acting. You know something's going on. That's how you get to the bottom of it. Believe in what you feel. Steve?
Yeah. All right, here we go. Let me tell you ladies something so you understand this. The term controlling or nagging is a term that was created by men. We do this. This ain't no secret or nothing. But we call you controlling or nagging so you can stop controlling and nagging us. That's the only reason we label you that as controlling or nagging, is so you can stop controlling or nagging us. Now, there are a lot of men who really don't deserve to be controlled or nagged. But for some reason, I had a partner of mine who was dating a woman whose parents were that type of relationship, and she bought that to him. And she was very controlling and nagging, and this guy was trying to treat her like an ultimate queen. So there are people out here who do this. But we use this so you don't control us or nag us, okay? So now that we've got that out the way, this woman's been together with this 3 years with this dude, and our relationship had its challenges. They've been together for 13, though. So lately, they've been arguing over bills. Money's a big argument in a relationship. We all know that. They sometimes, and the fact that he stays out to 5 a.m. drinking. Now, you got a lot of problems. You got bill problems, and he ain't home. He stay out to 5 a.m. drinking.
What?
Who open?
Exactly.
Who open?
Our house. This
Man,
house.
I'm trying to tell you, clubs and bars is too.
I know.
My husband and I split the household bills each month, and for the past 2 months, he's been short. Whenever I ask him about the money, here we go. He gets an attitude and he calls me controlling. On top of not having his portion of the money, he's been lying to me about his whereabouts when he's out all night. Now, here's the key in this line. He's been a heavy drinker since I met him, but it's never been a problem. Why the hell is somebody a damn heavy drinker and it ain't a problem? Who do you know that's a heavy drinker and it's not a problem?
I know no one.
No one. Mm-mm. No one can be a heavy drinker. Lady, you've been trying to tolerate stuff for a long time. But when you said in this letter, he's been a heavy drinker since I met him, but it's never been a problem. Good Lord Almighty. When I first met, he and I hung out with my sister a lot. So they became drinking buddies. Right? Yeah. That's when the problem started. Y'all started dating. He couldn't hang with you because you didn't drink enough. So he found your damn sister. Lucy
lush.
The Lush.
Yeah.
Now, Lucy, LL, just up drinking. I get her way, same as you. So they
what was that?
I was just drinking same as you. Okay, Lucy, I got you. So they became drinkers.
All right. Well, hang on.
They became drinking buddies because I'm not a big drinker.
Mm-hmm. You have a part two to that. Subject, my husband's drinking buddy.
So this lady, been with her husband 13 years. Relationship had a lot of challenges. He ain't been paying his bills. Y'all split the bills. Last 2 months, he ain't been playing. And he been staying out to 5 in the morning. And he's been lying about his whereabouts. When you talk to him about the money, he calls you controlling. On top of his not having the bill money, he been lying to me about where he been out to. He's been a heavy drinker since I met him, but it's never been a problem. What? That's so crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
But hold on to that because she going to do it again. Because I was not a big drinker at first. So he became drinking buddies with her sister because she said, I'm not a big drinker. At first, it was no big deal when they hung out. See how she be writing stuff off?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when he drank a lot, that wasn't a problem.
Mm.
Now he hanging out with your sister all night. That at first, it was no big deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that ain't a big deal.
Right.
But I asked my sister to stop inviting my husband once we got married, my husband out. She did. Past few weeks, though, they've been back to their old tricks, hanging out, drinking, to all hours of the morning. When I asked my husband why he feels the need to hang out with my sister once again, he said, you control him and you need to stop nagging him.
Steve.
You don't drink.
Come on.
Why you sound drunk?
I know.
Because you write a letter, you have to be it.
This is not begging for a reenactment.
It is.
The sister calling the sister.
And so first let me finish this. I caught him several lies. I can help. I can't help but think he's at my sister's house or they out together. Now, deep down, I feel like something going on with them. Maybe he's giving her money to keep her quiet. That probably ain't a problem to you either. My sister swore it was innocent. I think your sister lied. Drunk people do have a tendency to lie. That they just like hanging out. Hanging out for what? I don't need to hang out with you just to drink. I can drink at home. It's something the hell going on. I need your advice. How do I get my sister to see what that she's being disrespectful? How the hell your sister? Well, your sister ain't going to see it because your sister alcoholic. Alcoholics don't ever see nothing right. Your sister alcoholic. Staying out all these nights to 5 in the morning drinking. Yeah, she's alcoholic.
Ooh, yeah.
And he is too. And is there a way to talk to my husband so he won't think I'm controlling or nagging him? You need to quit worrying about how everybody feel, because ain't nobody worrying about how you feel.
Amen.
Wow.
See, that right there? How do I talk to my husband so he don't think I'm controlling or nagging? Stop worrying about what he think. Stop worrying about what your sister think, because don't neither one of them care what you think. They out drinking.
You're fine.
Now, what's the reenactment we going to do?
The sister is calling the sister.
All right.
The drunk sister.
Okay, are you the drunk sister?
No, you. No, you. Okay, you are already sister. Doing it. So.
You do drunk.
Yeah, you do drunk real good.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello, Carletta.
Uh-huh.
This is Cynthia. I need to talk to you about Earl.
Cynthia?
Your sister. Yeah.
Oh, that's Cynthia.
Hey, baby. I only got one sister, girl. Don't hey baby me. What's going on with you and Earl? I need you to tell me something.
What's going on with who?
You and Earl.
Daryl.
Carletta, you and Earl. What's going on with you and Earl?
Earl.
Yeah, my husband.
Why you out so late with my husband? What's going on with that?
Oh, Earl.
Yeah, Earl.
Right.
Earl.
How is he?
He's fine. He with you. He over there, drunk, drinking with you. What you mean, how is he?
He's not here right now.
He is there. He just called me and said he's over there.
Let me go in here and see.
Go see.
I don't know.
You know what? He is in there.
I told you he was there.
He didn't tell me he was in there. How long he been here?
He been there all day. How long y'all been over there drinking? What's going on?
I didn't start drinking until later.
What time did you start?
At 4:30.
4 or 4:30? Which one is it?
Yesterday.
You started. You started drinking yesterday?
Yes.
You need to stop drinking.
You don't tell me what to stop. He said you're trying to control me, and you nagging. He said that.
He said I'm a nigger?
He said, huh?
A what?
A nigger.
Oh. Yes, you's nagging and controlling him, and that's why he comes over here.
Well, y'all need to stop drinking. Put him in an Uber or a cab or something.
You don't drink,
over here,
sweetie.
Send him home.
Sweetie, you don't drink.
Don't call me.
You don't drink. And if
I don't like when you call me sweetie. That's not my name.
Huh?
My name is Cynthia.
Well, Cynthia, if you drink,
Cynthia,
your husband would be at your house instead of coming to here.
Coming to here.
But Cynthia.
Say that again,
Steve.
I said, if you was drinking, that he wouldn't have to come over for him.
Well, you send my husband home, okay? He's not yours, he's mine.
I can't send him nowhere. Because he was in there listening to his song.
What song is that?
As we lay.
They're doing it.
And, you know, he was in there, he resting. See, I can't put him in no car, Cynthia, because he'll kill himself.
You need to let my husband go and stop. Put the bottle down and put my husband down.
I'm not putting the bottle down. Now, Cynthia, you nagging again. That's why he's over here. I keep telling you stop.
Where is he resting at?
I don't hear. Put him on the phone.
Stop. He can't come to
put
phone.
Put him on the phone.
He hear me.
Put him on the damn phone.
Earl, he hear me.
All right. We got to go, drunk people. Cynthia, Carletta, we got to go.
Shirley, you don't call me drunk. You're drunk.
Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.